Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
So much of our love. So much of our time, so much of our energy, so much of our effort. And then we wonder why we're always exhausted. Spiritually, financially, physically. Because you get every part of your being to everything and everybody else, and you literally forgot to take care of you.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Quite literally. Will Tidwell, a younger gentleman.
I wish I didn't have this big heart. People just do nothing but hurt. Anybody can dream the dream. Anybody can have a goal, but see.
You're going to be a neighborhood hero. You just keep shining, young king.
Hey, what's going on, man? This is Will Z Tidwell with Speak Up Z. And you're now tuned into another episode of Speak Up Z, the podcast. And the podcast where we talk about real things with real people. Everything from life to business to mental health and everything else in between. I got a very special episode today for you guys, man, as usual. But it's not going to be with a guest, man. It's just going to be a solo thing. And just want to share some of my latest writings, man. Some of the things that I've been saying, some of the things I've been doing. And before I even start, I want to have a real transparent moment because this is going to help somebody for real. Like, last week we were shooting. And I just wasn't feeling it. My energy wasn't how it usually is. I'm usually able to do it in one take, and I can do my thing, and we get in and we get out. But yet the other day, for some reason, I was uncomfortable. I couldn't quite say what I wanted to say the way I wanted to say it and communicate the way that my audience loves for me to do it, and it just didn't feel right. And I'm telling you this because I want you to let you know that it's okay that when you on camera and when you doing your thing, it ain't working out. It ain't how you want it to be. It's uncomfortable. That's okay. I think that one of the most bravest things you could ever do is be brave enough to get on camera and speak what's coming from your heart and teach people something and tell people something, inspire people in some way, even when it doesn't make sense, even when it's hard. That's the only way you're going to get better at this. And I just felt like somebody needed to know that, man. And I wanted to be transparent about it because y'all might see these viral videos and think that I do this with such ease. And don't get me wrong. Some days I do. And some days I struggle. But I believe in what I'm doing so much. I believe in me so much. I believe in my message so much. I believe in my brand so much that I'm going to keep doing it even when it's uncomfortable, even when I mess up, even when I'm embarrassed. And because I love it this that much. And I hope that you can approach it from that same mindset, man. Because somebody needs to hear what you have to say. Somebody needs to see your creativity. Somebody needs to see the ideas that are birthed on the inside of you. And that's the only way that you can get it out if you can do it. Even when it's, I keep messing up. Man, I can't say what I want to say. I know what I'm trying to say, but it won't come out the right way. When you're not getting the views, when you're not getting the likes, when you're not getting the notoriety. When you thought that was the one piece of content that was going to change your life and it doesn't pop. And I hope you keep creating anyway. And I don't know, man, that was just on my heart to say before we get into this, man. Let me put this on Do Not Disturb because that's when it'll get to jumping as soon as we get in the middle of things. But yeah, man, I just wanted to share that with you. So let's open up in prayer real quick as we supposed to do. I forget sometimes, but and then I just want to share a couple of my latest writings and expound on what I was seeing when I wrote it. And I'm not going to keep y'all too long. We can get out of here. All right. So let's do it real quick. So God, we just want to come to you and just thank you for another day of life. I mean, all that you do for us day in, day out. And always providing, always making a way, and always making sure that we're taken care of, God. Even when sometimes we feel alone, we have to know that you're there. God, I ask that you can open up the heart of everybody that's going to be listening to this message, that's going to watch these videos, that's going to be able to be impacted by the things that we're going to talk about here today, God. I just want to share what you've given me to them. God, I need you now more than ever. We need you now more than ever. We everything with you and we nothing without you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 All right, man. So listen to this first one, man. Very, very straightforward to the point. But again, I just want to kind of expound on what I meant when I said what I said, when I was talking about what I was talking about. So just listen to this first one. I said, don't forget. And don't forget to take care of you too. Man, because you know, naturally, when you just a lover, when you a giver, when you a person that is just so keen to making sure that everybody else is taken care of and everybody else is okay, sometimes you can get so lost up in that world, up in that responsibility, all right? That feel of just wanting to make sure people feel loved by you, that you forget to feel loved by yourself. And, you know, sometimes, man, we can get so caught up in just doing it, because when you a lover, when you a giver, when you a person that just wants to make sure that other people are okay, you do it without even thinking about it. And you can get so caught up in an infatuation of just knowing that, man, the people I love and care about the most are taken care of, to the point where the care for yourself just falls off by the wayside. So again, the thing that I truly, honestly believe, and I'm speaking from experience when I tell you this, and don't forget, amidst all the love that you're giving everybody else, all the attention that you're giving to everybody else, all the time that you're giving to everybody else, and don't forget to take care of you too. Very simple. Very simple, because sometimes we can forget. Sometimes we pour out so much of our love, so much of our time, so much of our energy, so much of our effort. And then we wonder why we're always exhausted. Spiritually, financially, physically. Because you get every part of your being to everything and everybody else, and you literally forgot to take care of you. So this is just a reminder not to forget the next time. And that's kind of what my headspace was when I was writing that, man, because sometimes we can't forget. We just human. You feel me? We so busy sometimes, and sometimes it ain't even taking care of people. Sometimes it's so busy just trying to survive. You so busy just trying to make sure that you stay above water, that you take care of the things that need to be taken care of. That you don't have time to sit back and just relax and just focus on you. And sometimes you don't even realize that you're doing it, that you are surviving, because you're so used to doing it. You don't even realize that you are surviving until you realize that you ain't got nothing left. And I just hope that you don't get to that point in your life. So yeah, that's where I was at when I was writing that one, man. So listen to this next one. I said that, this is talking about our relationships with other people, not just romantically either, like just people in general that we love and care about, or people that we come in contact with, people that we work with. Like, this is who this is for. Listen to this. I said, man, give people grace when they struggle to express themselves. It isn't easy. Because I get it, man. One of the most frustrating things in the world is when you want to answer to something, you need closure about something, you need something, you just need them to speak to this one thing that's just been on your spirit and has been in your mind. And it's so frustrating when the person that you love and care about the most, or the person that you need to hear that from the most, whoever that may be in your life, and they just can't communicate with you. It's frustrating. But all I'm saying is that the next time you get frustrated with that person, or before you get frustrated with that person, man, just sit back and think that maybe they want to tell you, they want to communicate it to you, but they just literally don't know how. Maybe they didn't grow up in an environment where they were taught how to properly be able to communicate and convey their message and get across what they're trying to say. Or they know what they want to say, they just don't know how to say it. Or maybe if they do open up and express themselves to you, are you going to be able to receive it? Or is it every time they try to open up, or they try to begin to open up, or they open up in a way that isn't recognizable to you, but they're trying, you turn it down, you shoot it down, you don't listen. I know I do that sometimes. And so all I'm saying is that I'm not saying that the people in your life shouldn't communicate, that they don't need to learn how to communicate, that they shouldn't put forth the effort to communicate with you. But I'm saying try to understand that maybe that they're trying and they just don't know how. Or maybe they're trying and it's not the way that you usually are used to receiving it or was hoping to receive it. And maybe they've tried before and you turned them down, and or they tried with somebody else and they made them feel bad for it, or always shot back in their face every time they opened up and was a little bit vulnerable.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
It isn't easy as you think. Man, so that's really where I was at with that one, man, because it's not easy as people think it is. To open up and be vulnerable with somebody, even when you love them. It's hard, man. So listen to this next one. I'm only going to do, this is the third one. We got about like two more, man. I'm not going to keep you guys long. I just want to update y'all on some of the stuff I've just been writing, some of the stuff I've been thinking about, and some of the stuff I may end up speaking about, and some of my upcoming engagements. And I'll keep y'all updated on that as well, all right? But listen to this one. I said that, man, sometimes you are in the wrong. As hard as it may be to believe, sometimes you are in the wrong. And sometimes we have to just be humble enough to admit that. Because I think a lot of times when things don't go right in our life, or something happens, or we go through something, our initial thing that we want to do, and me included, I'm not blaming you. I'm not trying to say I don't do this, but me too, right? The natural thing that we want to do is we want to blame somebody for it. We want to say it's somebody else's fault. If there's a way around it, we don't want to take any accountability for things in our life. But one of the hardest conversations that you're going to ever have to have with yourself is to be real enough with yourself to say, you know what, maybe that was my fault. Like, maybe I'm the reason that happened to me. You know what? Maybe I could have did something a little bit different about that. You know what? Maybe I could have communicated better. Maybe I could have treated this person better. Maybe I could have been better with the way I was stewarding over this thing that God had blessed me with. Like, it may be you. Because sometimes, man, we can be so hell-bent on trying to blame somebody else and trying to get the focus off of us so we can feel good about ourselves that we miss the whole reason and the lesson and the reason why we went through the thing that we went through. Sometimes it is your fault. And it's okay to apologize and say that you were wrong. That's okay. Not only does that make you human, man, that makes you humble. Because sometimes it is your fault. And listen to number four, man. It kind of goes hand in hand with this. Because even though it is good to admit that sometimes that you were wrong, we have to watch out for those people in our life sometimes that can, they can be so deceiving to where they'll take the accountability just to keep you attached to them and keep you in their life. Listen to what I say right here. Listen to this, because you might be like, what do you mean by that? Listen, I said, man, somebody said, I'm tired of people saying I'm sorry, but never changing. Like, listen to that real quick. I'm tired of people telling me that they're sorry, but they never change. Because while it is good to take accountability when you've done something, while it is good to be able to be humble enough to say that I'm sorry to somebody, that I'm sorry is only going to be as good as the genuineness behind it. Because if that person is only being apologetic and only trying to say these things to you because they know that's what you want to hear, and they know that's going to keep them attached to you and keep you in their life, but they never change. Now, am I telling you that they got to be perfect? No, they don't. But they've never even show some signs of growth or some signs of improvement, of some signs of just trying to do better with the things that you've given them that bothered you. If they can't do that, then why do we waste our time with them? So we got to be careful with that, because some people can be apologetic and sometimes they can mean it. But after a certain point, if you keep apologizing to me, but you never change the things that you keep apologizing for, then I'm going to start to wonder, how genuine was it? Like, damn, did you really mean that? Or are you just saying that so you can stay attached to my life? So you can make sure that I don't go anywhere. So it's good to be humble. It's good to be able to admit when you're wrong, but it's another thing to be able to admit when you're wrong and it actually changed the wrongdoings. It's a whole different thing, and it's hard, which is why a lot of people can't do it. I struggle with certain things. Like, I can say that I'm sorry for this, but it's a whole nother thing when I got to actually fix the mannerism and fix the things that I'm doing in order to be better in that part of my life. Because at the end of the day, if that person don't want to change that, then they're not going to change that. If a person don't want to be better in that area of their life, they're not going to be better in that area of their life. It got to be a decision at some point. And when a person continues to do the same thing, even if they are apologizing about it, if they're not changing it, then they're basically telling you in so many words that I know what you're telling me. I know I need to be better in this area, but I'm just not ready to yet. And the sad reality is they might be telling you that with their actions. And they might be saying, I'm not ready to do it now. But the sad reality is they might not ever be ready to do it. They might go their whole life doing the same things. They may never correct that part of their life. Do we want them to? Yeah. But they may never. And that's kind of what my headspace went when I was right now with, man. I was like, yeah, that's something that was interesting to me. Because that kind of go hand in hand. It's like, yeah, we want people to be apologetic in our life. But are you being apologetic to be deceiving? Or are you being apologetic because you mean it? It's a difference. And last but not least, our last one. And I think this is, can apply to just about anybody that can feel this, man. Just listen to this one and we're going to get out of here, okay? I said, I hate that you've been through so much in your life that you feel that you don't deserve to have a good one. And because sometimes, man, life can be so unkind. Man, this life shit can be rough. And when it's constantly trying you, when it's constantly putting you through shit, when it's constantly testing you, when it's constantly making you question your whole existence, when something finally, like, good does happen in your life, you start to, like, question if it's even real. You start to question, do you even deserve it? You start to question, like, why is something good finally happening to me? And so I guess I just wanted to be that reminder for you that just because you didn't went through all that shit in your life, that doesn't mean that you don't deserve to live a good one. Because you deserve it too. Man, you deserve to be happy just like anybody else, man. You deserve to be in some form of peace just like anybody else, man. You deserve to be able to live and not always be having to survive. Like, you deserve that. And I hope that just because you got a few scars and that you done been through some things that some people may never understand, man, it doesn't give you an excuse not to have a good life. And, man, you know what? I can't think of just a better way to end it than that. And, yeah, man, I want to be sure to, you know, be better in all aspects of just being consistent with this show and showing up every single week. Like, I called my guy today, I called Chris today, man, behind the camera. And I'm like, bro, let's just be consistent. Let's just go and do it. Even after last week was very uncomfortable for me, like I mentioned in the beginning of the episode. I didn't perform well. But we bounced back today and we won Take Shotty again. Like, you just gotta, it's all right though. You just gotta show up and create anyway. You gotta show up and speak your message anyway. You gotta show up and do your part anyway, man, because your brand needs it. The people that are relying on your brand need it. The people that haven't discovered your brand need it. And sometimes you need it. And I just can't think of a better way to end the show than that, man. Be sure to like and subscribe to this video. Be sure to follow me personally on all social media platforms. And, you know, I don't ever ask for nothing. I just want y'all to support, subscribe, share these videos with your friends. Man, share it to somebody that could really use it. Y'all know y'all going to see these on social at some point, man. But I just love and I care for each one of y'all, man. I appreciate y'all for always supporting the platform. And we'll be back next week with something even more special for y'all, man. So I love y'all, man. And until next time, man, let's speak up to the podcast. Peace. Hey, what's up? This is Will Z Tidwell with Speak Up Z. And I just want to take a quick second just to thank you for tuning in to this latest episode of Speak Up Z, the podcast. And my only goal with this platform is to motivate you, inspire you, and educate you around all things life, business, and mental health, whether it's myself or me bringing on a special guest. So I just want to thank you guys for tuning in. We don't ask for any type of monetary gains or anything like that. The best thing you could do for us is just like and subscribe to the channel. Until next week, we'll see y'all later. Peace.